What's up, everybody? Do you ever wonder how to be more effective, how to get through to people, maybe to be more productive? Well, you're in luck because if you answered yes, or even maybe, or even no, well, guess what? You're in the right place because Danny and I are going to be talking about how to be effective in today's episode, number 109, a quick fix of the Existential Stoic podcast. I'm Randy. That's my buddy Danny. How you doing, Danny?
How you doing, Rand? Doing well. And I've often wondered about how to be effective too. I think we, I think it's can't help it.
I've been curious, what are the habits of highly effective people? Like, if they had five or six habits, I'd want to know exactly what those are. But any more than six, and I'm not interested.
No, it's not going to work. It's just too many, and it's just it's that they're at some point that they're just making stuff up.
Yeah, somebody's just writing an extra chapter to make some extra money. I mean,
Yeah,
seriously.
that's all it
So, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about quick fixes for how to be effective because this is a very interesting topic. People want to know,
Yeah.
everybody wants to be productive and effective and all that stuff. So, I've got three tips. Danny's got three tips. And at the end of this episode, short little episode, you'll have six tips for how to be more
Yeah.
effective. So, before we, I mean, let's just get into it, huh?
Yeah, let's
The
do it.
first one, is have some quiet time. Also could be meditation, because especially in America, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but in America, we're always very, very, very busy. And we've got a million things on our mind. We don't write anything down, but we got a million things on our mind. We're trying to do 56. I mean, the one time I tried to write down how many things I was actually up to, and it was like over 50 things I was trying to do, and it just didn't make
Yeah.
sense. So, like, but having this quiet time, this meditation, it kind of allows everything to settle. And even though it may not give you peace or clarity, when everything in the mind settles and you start to settle, things start popping up. It may not come up the first time or the fifth time, but eventually these really important things will start coming up. And I've seen it, like, when I meditate, when I'm very quiet, these things that, like, are really important, like answers I've been looking for a long time, come up because I'm in the right spot to receive them.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought this one up too, because I think like we forget how important like even boredom can be to like the generation of new ideas, and how like you if you're always pushing to do something, you're not giving yourself that time to like your brain that time to process stuff. And like I don't know about you, but like there's been so many times in my life, especially when I'm working on a project, where ideas come not when I'm doing it, but like when I'm sleeping, when I'm showering, right? It's always like those moments where you're letting your brain's processing it, but you're not directly consciously thinking about that moment, that those ideas like really do come. And I think it's a great point, because like we need that quiet to get there, right? To find those solutions. I like that one. Yeah. My
Thank
first
you.
one is actually, so I think, and we forget this a lot, but act for yourself. I think, make sure you care about what you're doing. A lot of times I think we struggle the most being effective when what we're doing we don't care about. It makes it harder to get it done. It makes it harder to engage, to have that energy to actually finish. I mean, I've experienced that so many times with projects that I didn't really want, but I had to do for various reasons. And it's like you're just like, pulling teeth, right, to get the thing done and to get it done well. And I think that's a crucial part of it.
Yeah, that's really important, because there's a saying that I heard a while ago that, like, eventually if you do what you have to do, you'll get to a point where you can do what you want to do. And I think, like, a lot of people get stuck there where they're in this spot where they're doing what they have to do and they think life's always going to be like that. But if you can kind of, like, put in extra effort to get beyond that, then you can get to the spot of doing what you want to do. And then you can be really effective because you're working within your gifts and you're doing what you really want to do, like what you're saying. So that's a great point. My next one is prioritize. So I heard someone say that he was talking about, like, these high level management people, like the guys who make millions of dollars a year being CEOs and stuff like that. And he's like, the two qualities that are the hardest to find in these people is the ability to think and the ability to prioritize. And he's like, those two habits are multi-million dollar a year habits. So my second one here, because the first one, thinking, that can come during the quiet time. The second one is prioritizing, because this allows you to weed out all the activities that are not useful, not getting you in the direction where you want to go. So we've talked about prioritization previously, and my handy hint is put everything into A, B, and C category. A is the most important, C is the least important, and then get rid of the C's and start working on the A's. So like that's the best way to do it. And it just helps you really, because the A's are oftentimes aren't that fun to work on. You don't get like the dopamine drip from looking at Instagram or playing your favorite game, but they're the things that matter the most in your life and in getting you where you want to go. So those are the most important to put some work towards.
It helps you do the hard things first, right? And I think we tend to get stuck in that easy stuff because it's like that false sense of progress and that false sense of effectiveness when in fact you're really not. You're just kind of like doing arbitrary little things, you know, that don't matter. I like that. You know, it's funny, we forget about prioritization all the time, but I think it's like such a helpful way too to like also just keep yourself like going in the right direction without getting like sidetracked. Like I found, it's actually funny, recently I was struggling getting something done and I realized that, you know, I was prioritizing in the wrong way. And what I needed to do was actually like basically reorganize my time, my schedule, so that I was like spending a few hours on one thing and a few hours on another rather than trying to do the one thing all day. Because it actually was basically making my progress and my effectiveness worse. And, you know, I think it was more effective to go just a few hours and then change, right? And I think, you know, understanding that prioritization is really important for that. It's a good one.
Awesome.
Yeah, my second one is related to this really too, which is, you know, perseverance and endurance. You know, we learn from failures. You know, everybody, you know, says that right, failures are a way to grow. But you also have to persevere and endure through those moments. And I think, like you said, with prioritization, if you're picking the hard thing, you also need to stick with it and get it done. So developing that sort of ability to just endure through even the slow points or the hard points makes you more capable of being effective, right? And reaching those goals.
Yeah, that's a great one, because if you decide to persevere through anything, then you're going to get to your goal. Simple. Yeah. So like if you want to be effective, if you want to get to your goal, just be persistent and you'll get there. Yeah. That's a great
one. Always succeed with persistence. Yeah.
All right. So my last one is make sure you're getting adequate exercise and sleep. So, you know, a lot of us intellectuals, I think we tend to have more problems in life than the non-intellectuals just because we spend all our time up in our mind. Well, the mind isn't the only thing. There's also this whole entire body that has to support it. So making sure you get adequate exercise and sleep to really help this body function at peak capacity. Now, for most people, on average, that's, you know, 8 hours or so of sleep per night. For exercise, that's, you know, 30 hours or 30 minutes of a brisk walk every day. So like these types of things to just get your body moving and working as it should be will help you be more effective, because that extra hour or two of sleep that you get is going to compound itself so significantly into the work that you can do during the day. And the energy that you get from going outside and walking for a half an hour, again, going to give you so much more energy to do the work that you have to do.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned this, because like, yeah, the exercise, like just long-term too, it gives you more energy every day the more you do it, you know? And then the sleep is funny because like, you know, so many of us do this where we think like, oh, if I could just sleep less, I could be, you know, get more done. But the reality is like you might like maybe one day or two, but over time, it actually just makes you worse and worse at getting things done. Your brain gets foggy, cloudy, right? You don't get things done. You know, you're not organized. You're not staying on topic. And I think we forget how important it really is to actually take care of ourselves, which seems commonsensical, right?
Well, we're like a chronically sleep deprived country.
Yeah.
And again, I'm talking about America because I don't know too much about the rest of the world in this. But like in America, we're a sleep deprived country. Like everybody's like, oh, I'm so stressed out. What can I do? First answer is meditation. Everybody goes to meditation and they're like, I go to meditate and all I do is fall asleep. And it's like, yeah, you need more sleep.
You need
like,
sleep.
Go get more sleep. And then meditate on top of that. Yeah.
Yeah. When you try and take a break to relax and you immediately fall asleep, you probably need sleep. That's a good answer. Yep. All right. My last one's that. Again, goes with all the ones we've been talking about, but it's just learn to say no. I think, you know, to be effective, we also have to say no to stuff. We have to say no to sometimes things that we want to do, sometimes to projects that are not what are necessary or right for us. I mean, it's really just about learning to be more sort of intentional, right, in our lives and to direct them ourselves rather than, you know, just sort of letting the forces dictate where we go.
That's a really great point, because you know, there's they say that you can have pretty much anything you want, but whatever you want, there's a cost associated with it. And so oftentimes that cost comes with the responsibility of saying no to the things that will distract you from your goals, from where you want to get. So that's a great point.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's hard to say. Well, guys, we got to do it, right? Boom.
Yep. Exactly. So there you have it. A quick fix, how to be more effective. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to like, subscribe, share, check us out on YouTube, also on all the podcast things. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.